Risty Bryce puts his lips to a microphone in a middle school band room in Pearson, Iowa. It's not his usual setting for a percussion performance, but today is special. For the first time, he's seeing a seventh grade student, Kennedy Vondrak, play the bass drum using a sound-activated device.
I am the chief product demonstrator with Drum Sparks. It's a fancy title for the guy who gets to play with the toys. See, you can just use some click sounds.
When he uses the device, it's almost like he's beatboxing into the mic. But it doesn't matter what sound he makes. Drum Sparks is set to turn his tongue clicks into the boom of a bass drum. Kennedy remains apprehensive about using her voice to trigger the device. Instead, she prefers to tap the mic with her right hand, and that works too. But there may come a day when she can't do that anymore. Kennedy is in a wheelchair. She has spinal muscular atrophy, a genetic disorder that causes progressive loss of movement and muscle weakness. 2 years ago, playing any instrument seemed out of reach.
Well, I kind of wanted to be in band and play the trumpet, but then I'm like, my arms are get too tired and I'll be on the floor for half the concert, so that went downhill from there.
In fifth grade, when classmates picked up flutes and tubas, she signed up for study hall instead. Her mom, Carrie Vondrak, said it's been tough to find extracurricular activities for Kennedy because of her physical limitations.
Band was never, even on our radar at all, because it's what can you physically do? You can't hold any of the horns, you can't, do any of that type of things. There really wasn't anything out there that she could do that we knew she could do independently without somebody helping her. So we just let it slide.
Bryce has been there. A few years ago, he almost let his love of music slip away. He has idiopathic neuropathy, unexplained nerve pain. His mom had the same thing. Throughout his 30s, he slowly lost the use of his legs. For a while, he could still walk with braces and canes.
Made playing drums a little more difficult. I couldn't get my legs to do what I wanted them to do. They'd get really tired. Drumming became more heartbreaking to do. Looking at my drums hurt.
About 4 years ago, he started using a wheelchair and nearly called it quits with his drum kit. But two other musicians wouldn't let him give up. He reconnected with one of his first bandmates, Mike Goodman, and he met Matt Van Meter, the founder of Drumfest. Together, they came up with Drum Sparks.
I asked Matt if he would help me find a way to develop it. Someone said he was pretty good with electronics, and I was not. And so he said, sure, and I said I would pay him. He said, no, you don't have to pay me. I just want to help. I wonder if he ever regretted that.
Van Meter was standing off to the side, shaking his head, no. After a 13-year break, Bryce is back in a band. Last fall, he got together with Amber Britton on vocals and Jeremy Cameron on guitar to form In Due Time.
My son classified us as post-90s alternative country. Which was his nice way of saying that I'm now in a country band. Though I don't really feel we're country. I would agree with just rock. I think we're an acoustic rock band. In Due Time, that has been the story of my life. We have absolutely no control of what we want to do. Everything happens in time, and we can try, but in due time, things will work.
That's been true for Kennedy, too. She got the chance to join band this year as a seventh grader at Kingsley Pearson Middle School. Now that her younger sister, Jacy, is in fifth grade, she's also playing percussion, and she can keep playing with Drum Sparks.
It's an adaptation that can help, with participation. They both have used power wheelchairs since they were between 2 and 3, and so it's really nice to be able to see them do something and participate in an activity in school, like you said, because it's hard when everything is athletically related or physically related.
This is the first time Drum Sparks has been used in a school setting. And because of this device, in a few weeks, Kennedy will get to play the bass drum in her first Christmas concert.
I'm not saying Kennedy has to stay in band for the rest of her life, though she should. But this way, she at least had a chance to try something that she may not have had a chance. And her younger sister, Jacy, she's using it as well. And I believe it's going well for you. I'm going to take the smile as a yes.
JC shied away from joining the conversation, but Bryce tried to lure her in.
Did you want to join band? Good.
That was on her list.
Nice.
She wanted to play the trumpet.
Yeah, she wanted to play the trumpet too.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I thought you said you wanted to play the trumpet. So I'm like, honey, you know, and you hate to crush their dreams. Like, hey, I'd really want to do that. But, you know, you have to be realistic too.
Playing the trumpet wasn't physically possible, but thanks to drum sparks, percussion was.
Hopefully they will continue using the bass drum in through high school. And if they go off to college, there's no reason this can't be used throughout the rest of their life if they would like to.
The DrumSparks developers are hoping to get the device into more schools to give drummers of all abilities the power to play. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.